38 teachers are in court demanding their salaries and pensions from Maluk Community Development Committee, the community group mandated to manage oil revenue percentage given to oil-producing communities in Upper Nile State. The teachers were dismissed from their jobs at 10 primary and 3 secondary schools. Amukpio Bollman, one of the 38 teachers, says they are demanding $207,500 from the committee.
They just terminate our contract abruptly, without warning, without even notification. We need our arrears, because we have been working some of the months were not paid by them. We need our benefit, which is pension. We also need a recognition certificate, but they failed to issue such a thing. And this is the reason why we opened the case against them in Labour Ministry. And
Peter Dow Akolton, a lawyer representing the teachers, says the termination of their contracts was unlawful. He says the committee did not follow procedures of the National Ministry of Labour.
We submit the case to High Court in Juba, and High Court allowed the case. And they were given a copy of the summons to reply to the claim. And the lawyer came and made reply. He made what we call legal defense that they don't know these people. And the judge made a ruling on that, that these people are people who are working with you, and there is evidence that they are working with you, so there is nothing like that. So the case was dismissed, and now we are allowed to hear my client's case, that the teacher's case is set to be on date 18 of December.
Samuel Ngoragwer, the chairperson of the Maluk Community Development Committee, says his group has not signed contracts with teachers. He argues that the teachers do not have copies of any contracts, so they should sort out the issue with their employers, not the committee. Agwer says the committee is ready to pay the arrears if given a written approval by Maluk County Education Director and the County Executive Director.
If they are contracting before, and then they will be able to accuse that person which is contracting with them. Now the contract is not there. They should go to look for the contract and to know whom the contract is. Second thing, the issue of dismissal that they are talking about. Who dismissed them? Is it we? I think it is the education office. So they should go to the education office, which is belong to the Maluk County. So we are not the first.
He adds that the 38 teachers were dismissed by the Maluk County Education Office because of professional issues. However, Zachariah Y. Akol, Maluk County Education Director, says the county committee is responsible for paying the teachers' salaries.
They get their salaries through 3%, which is given by the government for the whole revenue. Yes, they are given to the 3%, and then they come and pay them. But Maluk County is not country by itself, apart from South Sudan. They are given through the royal revenue. So after that, they are given their money. But now, everybody is aware that they shut down of oil all over South Sudan. So where can we get this money?
Ayang Choldao, the lawyer presenting the Maluk Committee, declined to give details on the matter.
This case is before the court. In our culture of law, if the case before the court, we will wait all of us to the procedure of the court there. How it will happen? I cannot talk with you about this case because it is a case before the court.
Several groups, including the Troika countries, have complaints about a lack of transparency and accountability in the use of the 3% oil revenue allocated to states. In May 2018, the SAT Institute authored a report stating that there was a gap in allocations of the 3% share to oil-producing communities. The report stated that the communities demand $305 million from the government and key information about the oil share is not publicized. In May 2024, the crisis group reported that Sudan's conflict had blocked South Sudan from exporting oil, leading to economic hardship in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kord, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.